So Crescent Bay Park is a beautiful place to be. And when you join over 1,000 walkers to help get medical care to people around the world, it's even better. It's the Walk to Africa by Lighthouse Medical Missions. This is their flagship fundraiser. And we are joined by Dr. Bob Hamilton from the Medical Missions. And on your day job, you're a pediatrician, right?
I'm a pediatrician, Tina. And thank you, by the way, for having me back on your show. I'm totally honored to be here.
Well, thank you for everything you do.
You are welcome. Yes, during the real life, I'm actually a pediatrician in Santa Monica. I've been there for about 32 years now. And in my spare time, I lead medical mission teams, both to Africa and actually now to Central America.
And it's intense because you get there and you help so many people. And you go to remote places where sometimes there are no doctors, right? There are no doctors in the town.
That's correct. They're not hard to go to places where there are no doctors because in these parts of the world, there are not a lot of doctors. Mm-hmm. But you're correct. We went recently to the country of the Gambia where they really do have a real medical need over there.
So you were in Gambia and you met the president?
We did. Yeah. It was quite an incredible moment. He's a newly elected president. Mm-hmm. He was elected back in December, ousting another guy who had been there for 22 years. And so this new guy, name is Adama Barrow, mm-hmm. B-A-R-R-O-W. President Barrow was elected. He was a little bit of a dark horse, a candidate, kind of came out of nowhere. And lo and behold, he toppled a guy who had been there for 22 years. And by the way, that guy didn't want to go too easily. He fought the election. They had observers watching the election, but he refused to leave. And eventually the local economic community of Western Africa said, nope, that was a fair election. You're leaving. They actually invaded the country of Gambia. A little bit of drama over there. And he fled. He did leave the country.
So you were well received in the country by the new president. They were very excited about the clinic that you set up.
They really were. And, I tell people that a lot of times when we go to countries, in particular the Gambia, we've had friction. We fight our way through customs. We have to fight our way to get our medications and our supplies and what we bring over. This year was a radically different year, and I think it was because of the new president. Just the feeling of hopefulness it was very palpable in the country. Rather than fight, we had great favor in the country.
And you've been to...
I've been on 24 trips. 24 trips to Africa. I've actually been to about 9 different countries in the continent.
And helped like over 70,000 people by now, I think, is what I read.
Yeah. You're correct. It's been a big number. We typically, when we open our clinics, people come. We took care of 1,500 people on this team alone.
And the volunteers, how do you connect with the doctors and the medical teams that travel with you?
We have a big number of people who know what we're doing, and I have people from the community who call me. I don't do a lot of recruiting per se. There are a couple people who I need to have on my teams, particular doctors who I will call and say, what are you doing in a month or two? Mm-hmm. And I do recruit them. But I get a lot of people from the community who know what I've been doing. I've been out there for 19 years going to Africa. And so they call me and they say, I've been wanting to do a trip for a long time. Would you have me come? And usually the answer is yes.
Right.
And so that's how we recruit.
Good medical people, they jump in and they want to help. They get a hold of you. And how long does it take to plan a medical mission? Because that seems like a big undertaking because, like you said, you're not just taking people, you're taking equipment and then pharmaceuticals.
Yes, yeah. It's a big deal. We usually begin about 3 or 4 months before we actually embark. And we unfortunately have a good team. I have one guy, a good friend of mine, a guy named Ruben Joy, who takes care of all my purchasing of medications. I have another gal in my office named Cheryl Tormey, who does all of the booking of the flights and arranges that. Another wonderful woman named Dal Basili, who is in charge of packing and organizing. But it'll take about, typically about 3 to 4 months to really get the team organized and into the air.
But once they get there, it changes lives, saves lives.
You're right. There are situations, for example, we saw a young boy with malaria, and you know, now we have treatment for malaria, mm-hmm. and we can diagnose malaria on the field. So we can look at this young boy and we can say, you know what, your child definitively has malaria. We definitively have a medication we can give you, and we can help your child get better.
Because that could become very severe.
Thousands of children every year die from a malaria in Africa.
Life-saving medication. And these medical trips, they're funded partially by the walk that comes up, right? Can we talk about the walk to Africa?
I'd love to talk about the walk. Yeah, correct. You're absolutely right. Yes, for the last 9 years, we have been doing an event called the Walk to Africa. Mm-hmm. And I say it all the time, but you can't walk to Africa. There's an ocean between here mm-hmm. and there. But imagine this, if 1,000 people get together with a heart to help, walk an 8-mile course in Santa Monica, which, by the way, is a beautiful, beautiful walk. But if you walk through Santa Monica, have a good time, have a cup of coffee, talk to your friends. All 1,000 of them corporately walked about 8,000 miles.
Yeah, right.
And I will tell you that the distance between Santa Monica and Africa is about 8,000 miles.
Yeah.
So there you go. We as metaphorically as a group, we have walked Africa.
And you've got a couple levels. You don't have to walk the 8 miles. You can walk the 4 miles, right? Or
correct.
You've got a 2-mile walk for the kids.
We do.
Yeah.
We have a delightful little walk. We begin, by the way, at the foot of Bicknell, a little mm-hmm. park called Crescent Bay Park.
Mm-hmm.
It can be hard to find, but we'll direct you if you come by that area. We'll have people out there. But there is a little kiddie walk where you walk down the beach for a while, up the pier,
mm-hmm.
and then up to Wilshire, and then you turn it around and come back. And it's a delightful time. But the cool thing is when they get back, we have what we call a family fun zone. And there's a lot of old-fashioned kind of relay races. And we're going to have a group called Twinkle Time, which mm-hmm. is this child-friendly rock band. They're very cute. They'll get you all jumping up and down, and the kids love them. It's going to be a good time.
That's cute. Once you get done with the walk, you can see Twinkle Time and have a good time with the family. It's a beautiful place to walk, Crescent Bay Park. Registration starts at 7:30.
7:30, 8 o'clock, and we actually rev it up and get going about 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Do you register in advance?
You can, yes.
Okay.
You can go online right now, www.walktoafrica.com.
Walktoafrica.com. Very easy to remember. And can you register that day?
You sure can. There's same-day registration.
And by doing this, you are helping to fund the medical missions and the doctors and the medical personnel going on the short-term medical relief missions.
Correct.
When will you be planning the next one?
This fall, we're going to be going to Guatemala mm-hmm. on September 1st.
Wow. Okay.
And we were in Guatemala a year ago. We went to a little town up country in the coffee-growing area, a place called Coban,
mm-hmm.
and had a phenomenal reception there. Took care of about 2,000 or 3,000 people. It was a huge, remarkable success, and we're heading back to Coban in September.
So this is almost a turnaround because you have a few months in between and then you're back on the road again.
We're back on the road again. Yep. We run fast. We run fast and hard.
Yeah. Are you looking for medical volunteers also if they're interested?
We're always looking for good people to go.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And do you take people that are non-medical? They help
too? We do.
Okay.
Yes, we do. I mean, if we only had doctors and nurses, we would be shorthanded because
right.
we need people to work in the pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
We show people how to do that. We need people to shuttle patients around, to escort them around. So, yes, we're always, people who are non-medically trained, don't have experience in medicine. Here's what you need to have. You need to have a willing heart.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have a desire to really go out and kind of divorce yourself from your own problems and your own issues for a week and really serve other people. If you have that heart to serve, we'll put you to work.
Mm-hmm. It's Lighthouse Medical Missions, and you can help from here too by donating or going on the Walk to Africa. That's incredible that you're doing this, and you've been doing it for years, right?
Yes, I've been out there for 19 years now.
19.
We took our first trip to the Gambia 19 years ago. Hard to believe. It seems like a lifetime ago, but it has become part of my DNA.
Yeah.
And it's been good.
It's hard for us to imagine that you wouldn't have access to like a clinic or a doctor or even a doctor in your area at all. But this is what it's like in many places of the world where people just have no medical care at all. And so you bringing medical care to them is crucial. It's vital. And people helping you is crucial. It's hard to imagine unless you go there, right?
It really is. And I think that we do become inured, if you will, to the blessing that we have in this country. I mean, there are more doctors in a couple blocks from my office in Santa Monica than there are in the entire country of Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
And so it is incredible the kind of resources we have here and the expertise. I mean, not only do we have, you know, pediatricians, but we have pediatric endocrinologists and neurologists and all these different other subspecialists really at our fingertips in LA for sure. So we are incredibly blessed.
Yes. I also want to mention before we go, because you're famous on the internet, you know, you've got a famous video on the interweb about how to hold a baby, get the baby to stop crying when it's just impossible. You've got a special hold.
Actually, the hold doesn't belong to me. It belongs to anybody who can do it. A year and a half ago, I put up a video that I thought was only going to be seen by my patients, and about over 20 million people hitchhiked on my video, and hopefully they're putting it to work, but it's been fun.
And you'll see Dr. Bob there, and then you can follow him to the website and then find out all about Lighthouse, about the walk to Africa. And thank you for all that you do, your day job, and then you're traveling and inspiring people and getting people involved.
Thank you, Tina.
Yeah, Walk to Africa. It's coming up May 6th. And Dr. Bob Hamilton here with us.